like small kids and sweatshop?
I mean, I
do.
Rick, I'm a job creator.
Rick puts them in there.
Kids goals.
Is this too crazy? Do I need the hat? Is this bonkers?
Dude, it can't get any worse than mine.
How close do we get?
We do extreme close-ups, but only of the hair.
Just the pore?
it's from here up. Like, it's
we
here
ignore
up.
The face a lot on this podcast.
You know.
Sometimes we'll just get your
people,
foot.
Let the people know that I went no hat.
Let the people guess. Why do you want your hat off?
Why do I want it off?
Yeah.
I could throw it on.
I mean, it looks fine. I like it wild like that.
Wild? Am I going Kramer?
He's like me. He's a plopper. You still plop?
Yeah. Oh, you plop?
Our listeners will definitely want to smile.
I see it looks good.
It looks good. Crazy.
Yeah, but it does look good with the black.
All right.
Like the background.
I'm letting my true... I'm coming out.
Guys and girls are going to be like, how do we fuck this guest?
How do we? Well, this isn't plopping. This is just curls the day after.
Yeah, he lets it.
Well, yeah, we're rolling. Okay.
It's a real curveball, you know? I kind of switch hit. One day I come in, it's blow dried straight.
Wild.
Sometimes I come in, curls. You don't know.
Rick's just checking us all out.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
I'm trying to see if there's any beaver shots.
Oh, let me get it.
Yeah, we're all going to do like a basic instinct shot.
At least one.
I got
rolling?
A hole in my jeans.
I
think we're rolling.
On.
I like that they left us. That's important.
Are we rolling?
Yes, we are.
Oh, thanks. You can go back out there. We don't need you. It's so good.
Welcome back to Checking Ourselves Out.
Checking ourselves
out. The number one show where we just check ourselves
on the monitor.
Out.
We've never had a monitor. Like,
this
is
changes
so,
everything.
It really does.
On the pod. You guys are on the come up because this wasn't here last time.
No.
I had to guess what I looked like.
Comedy Store Podcast is on the way up.
This is real wood.
Last time you were here, we didn't know if we recorded that.
That's true. You would come in as a with
That's
a hunch.
Why we have you back.
Like, I hope there's cameras recording this.
Cameras.
We meant come audio.
There was times where the guy was like, well, the good news is I deleted the track, but the bad news was I didn't record it anyway.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
We
didn't really lose anything.
Right.
We have had you on before,
and it
did come out.
It did come out.
Just making
it
sure. You got to check.
There.
The Comedy Store, you have to double check.
Yeah, did they
Comedy Store podcast is run much like the club.
Just kind of
point, strategically, always with the best interests.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right intentions.
Anyway.
We got Fahim.
Hey, thank you. Great to be in the new studio.
A lot of people
are cheering.
Yeah, a lot of people... we're live. This is like TRL. I don't know if you're aware, but
yeah, there's plexiglass.
We got a lot of people outside the studio.
They're just standing out there.
You can see the rodents that live down here.
Our man on the streets out there interviewing the chicks.
Oh, that's pretty
they're
cool.
They're very into you.
Yeah, yeah.
So
very nice.
TRL, that was a thing.
Did you watch that?
Of course.
I kind of think I did too.
You know, I've thought about this. Just like, you know, when we were growing up, there was only particular outlets to get culture. So, and now kids can watch content from kids, whereas we had to watch Yo Mama on MTV. You know what I mean? Like,
because
it was just like a 60-year-old approximation of what kids want to watch. So obviously, it's not going to be one for one. Whereas now kids can just watch other cool kids on TikTok, and it's exactly what's going on in the culture.
Like,
whereas
but
in our day, it was like some 60-year-old like, the kids want to watch Wilmer Valderrama host a Yo Mama competition. You know?
But,
or, like, kids want to watch 30-year-olds with receding hairlines pretending to be in high school with 90210. You know what I mean?
I was just going to say, Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Every time my sister watched that, I'd be like,
watch approximations of youth.
If Wilmer Valderrama rebooted that on TikTok.
Get his name right, dude. Show some respect. It's Wilmer Valderrama.
Wilmer Valderrama.
He was canoodling a lot on the come up. He would do that 70s show, and he would be caught canoodling at nightclubs.
Oh.
Wilmer Valderrama. I'm going to walk. if you butcher his name one more time, I'm walking.
Willow Valderrama.
What the fuck? Take my mic off. There's no mic. Yeah.
What's that mic from? What was he recording? Was he recording his own thing?
I always bring my own mic.
Is this a sting operation?
I've been fucked on too many pods, so I always record
myself. He plugs
himself
in.
I have a wire. I'm like, I never said that. They took liberties.
All
right, the hat's going on, guys.
This is just like the movie
like
Over the Top.
You know why? It matches your eyes. I brings the greenish.
I have brown eyes.
It's got a little green over here, hazily, well, Rick.
Oh my God, it's funny that you noticed that. Okay, yeah, I have two different colored eyes, but they're very slight. So my left is hazel and my right is brown. Where's the camera we can go into? Hold
on. I can see it, cat eyes. Like a... What the fuck?
People never realize this. Only like once every 2 years someone will notice my left. Can you tell?
I see it
Hold
now.
On, what camera am I looking at?
Right, yeah, you got it right.
Dead center?
Dead center, right here.
Zoom in. Is this 4K?
Yeah, I'll punch in after. Don't
can we get an 8K camera?
Is it possible?
he stays still.
Can you make, yeah, I don't want to move.
Is there a way?
Also, can you do like a slow zoom in? Like
we need it very dramatic.
We're still zooming.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, good.
It's going to go all the way in.
Yeah, like it's an M. Night Shyamalan scene.
Yes.
All right.
But cool, yeah, on this side, you know what it is? The lights are so bright. You could probably see my root canal. Yeah.
Hey, you have nice eyes too. I've never seen it in this light. Yeah. It's nice. You're just
Hazel.
First of all, Brian Holtzman.
Hey, dude, blue's over here.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
Brian Holtzman got lost in Eleanor's eyes once during a podcast.
Oh really? My God.
A little
weird. We were like really full chatting, chatting, and he was just
lost.
If we would have had cameras at that point, there would have been a lot of shots.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like,
was it like a she's all that moment where he's like, I've never seen Eleanor like
she was this beautiful before.
You have eyes.
Get the dogs away from Eleanor.
He always pretended there was dogs in here.
And then we'd be like, what are you doing? And he'd be like, he'd go, it's radio. They don't know that the dog's not real. Everyone knows.
He does his own Foley.
What was the dog's name? Spot? No. Sit. Fuck, I could hear him yelling.
Fido, or yeah, something.
Fido, sits. It was so Holtzman-y. But yeah, we were
Get the dog away from the baby!
Keep that dog away from the baby!
Why is there a baby?
No crying.
It's the radio!
Has he done a video on yet?
He does his own stuff now. Yeah. But that was really, he just kept coming on the podcast.
That's so
and he'd
good.
Go, I keep being told I need more content. More content.
He's not wrong. He's ahead of the curve. That's what I keep hearing too.
That's what people say.
You content need is more king. Content?
You know, content. Oh. Yeah, come on.
I don't
content,
think so.
You do a lot. I you think do
I,
great.
I only live to make content.
But you do great with your content.
Do you influence?
Do I? I don't feel like I do. I try.
Are you influential?
No, I mean, to a degree, small time, I guess. I'm not like, I don't know, some people. Do you I'm not like Emma Chamberlain, guys.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
You're not plugged in, dude.
I'm definitely not.
I don't think I am either. Who
do I need
Emma
to be?
Emma Chamberlain. That does sound familiar.
YouTube. I don't know. That's
I
like
don't
a,
even YouTube. I've never even YouTubed.
You have.
I mean, I've seen YouTube videos,
you
but I've never.
You're like, on there. You're on there. When you were touring with Rock, some of your stuff is up there. Do you just let it be, or are you like, take this down?
I don't. If someone don't wants shit. To watch me being a monster,
I almost feel
I
like
care.
That's the only way to get some of your great stand up online is just people filming it and not letting you know because like, you're not proactive.
Yeah.
Like, so just like bootleg Rick Ingram.
Someone
copies.
Sent me a thing. It was like in Oakland.
Are they
yes.
short?
And it's like,
my brother pulled, because my brother loves you, you know? And like, yeah. So when he was in town, there was another friend and he pulled up your stuff and it was that Oakland thing.
Yeah.
So is it a short clip?
A couple
is it
people
a long
hit me up.
Clip?
It's like my whole set.
Yeah.
No, it's the whole
Chris
set.
Rock.
Yeah.
And like they obviously put up mine and Chris Rock's, and then Chris Rock's got taken down immediately.
Yeah, I was gonna say this is
and
crazy that they do
Rick
that. Because
is the chillest. He's just like, leave it up.
So
thanks for recording.
Yeah, someone sent me a thing, and I'm like, oh well. And then my wife was like, aren't you worried that some of the stuff that you say is gonna offend people? I'm like,
that part I don't care about. I'm just saying, like,
I mean,
your
if they
whole...
ever see me live, they're gonna hear me say
what
it.
What if
it's not like,
your special is just gonna be vantage points of people filming your like set on iPhones?
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
have people send it in.
Yeah. Just say, guys, I'm too lazy to actually like set up a camera crew.
We'll have Lee put it together.
A lot of comics.
Yeah, that'll take no time at all.
A lot of comics don't want film cameras out at their show. I'm the opposite.
You're a purist. You like your stuff shot on a BlackBerry 8900.
I prefer specifically.
Yeah,
and then. When I'm making fun of someone, if you wouldn't mind putting your phone down, and then everyone in the surrounding area is really focusing, even to a like a
like that close,
or is dystopian?
Yeah,
but it
might
be
just
cool.
Sitting on the stage with you,
yeah, or just like filming you, and then when you start ripping him a new asshole, say so like, can you change it to the front facing camera?
Do you mind?
And then
us
you just
the switch?
See, you just see their feelings get crushed, but your audio, so you can see like a heartbreaking in real
that
time.
That would be cool.
Yeah, be like,
shit.
Hey, I'm talking to you. I'm gonna roast you. Can you like switch the camera so I can see your face?
Don't be a fucking coward.
And then they're just crying.
You look like you haven't been hugged. Period. You fucking creep.
Somebody put Dice's whole set from Vancouver, and I immediately was like, oh, did they get mine? I had a good set.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They did not.
Isn't it funny? Like,
not.
A thing that makes these people who are so huge, like, furious, like, take it down?
Yeah, we had to email them and try to get it down. I don't know if
you
it
go,
happened
yet. Do you have more? Yeah.
You're like, can you clip that?
Did you get my,
how long
did
you start, if possible?
You come to Jersey with me?
What time did you get there?
I liked your technique. I enjoyed. I think maybe I want to do a whole thing like hidden camera style.
Yes.
It's very similar to Buzzkill on MTV in the 90s.
God, yeah.
I don't think I know that.
It was just,
I just like the name.
One of the ridiculous prank shows of that.
Oh, era. Okay. That's why I know the name. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What about
yeah,
The Grind? Do you guys remember MTV's The Grind?
Mm-hmm.
That was like my generation's Soul Train.
How old are you? 30 something?
39, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. When I
cut
was
that out.
When I,
I'm trying to do Nickelodeon and
please.
Disney. Cut it out.
I'm trying to. I'm like, are
you're
we not the same
era.
Generation?
Let's run it back.
Can we take that back?
21.
21.
Yeah.
You're in the wrong era. You're gonna
things
have
are cray
to live.
Cray. Things are cray cray these days.
Today you have to be the real age you are on TV. No more bullshit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There's no more. There's no more acting.
I'm kidding. Right? There's no more acting. I'm just saying, like he was saying, that we had to live. You know, watch older people play high school. But, you know, it wasn't the same. Yeah. You weren't watching kids.
Yeah.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but we're trying to get clicks.
Please.
Do you think you should be able to play trans characters in movies? Go.
Me? Yes and no. It depends.
So your thoughts are trans.
If you're an ally, then your intentions are in the right place.
Incorrect answer. This guy canceled.
Fuck.
I went to college with this guy.
Okay.
He was odd. He was an artist, you know, like actual painting art and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then after college, we had a mutual friend and he was like, oh, you know, I'm still hanging out with him. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then a couple months later, he's like, you know, he's becoming a woman. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. You know, still tracking.
Sure.
Artist. Like, yeah, okay, that makes sense, I guess. And then I go, oh, so whatever happened, what do we call her? And this is like maybe 4 years later, and he's like, oh, no, he went back to being a him like a year, maybe a year and a half ago. And I was like,
find out how hard it is to be a woman, huh?
And so then after that, I'm like, all right, now I don't know. Now I'm confused.
Right. A year is a nice chunk, though, you know?
A year's good.
I think if it was 3 months, then... Yeah. People would be supportive, but then also like, okay.
A kid I grew up with is transitioning now. He waited a very long time.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And she now.
Monster.
Yeah, my ball.
I set this conversation up as a trap.
It's a trap door. I fall through it. Anyway, so yeah, he's transitioning now, but like as kid, like he was always gay, but like, and was way more woman than I could ever be. Mm. So I would go to him for tips on how to be.
Don't hide behind this, Eleanor.
Be a girl. Yeah. Hey, how do I do this? And now she turns
working.
But I'm saying
it's
you should have
damn
to wait.
Girl.
Thank you. It's
you
so
learn.
What's up? Ah, shit. My balls drop out.
He put his hat on backwards because just like over the top, he's going to arm wrestle
this
you.
True.
That's why I got excited.
That's what he would do.
I'm ready.
Everybody knows that.
Hey, rude.
Everybody knows that. Put my hat around. That means that I'm ready.
Haters
going to
hate. Did you never watch it?
No, it's been a long time. Did you see the Sly documentary?
Yes.
No.
It's pretty
yes.
good.
Yes. Excellent.
Good.
Thank you. He doesn't like Rocky, so don't even talk to him.
I love Rocky.
Do not make
Rocky
eye contact
is
with
amazing.
Him.
Yeah,
ever
right now
again.
We're talking about a movie that involves trucking and arm wrestling in the custody of a child.
I'm not laughing at that.
It's a new skit we're doing. Sly explains his movies.
Yeah.
Child custody is on the line, and there's a big red truck.
This is the pitch meeting. You just like Sly. Thank you for coming. I know your time is so. What's the idea that you have? It's something about trucking. You play a trucker. Explain the movie to me, please.
Yeah, right. So, you know, they get the kids, right? And the dad's wanting the kid.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the trucking arm wrestling contest. Right. Turn the hat around. Uh-huh. business time, you know?
Sold. Right. I like it. I like the idea.
I heard kids. That's all I gathered from that.
That's all you heard?
So you're a dad in this?
Yeah, well, an absent father.
Okay.
I speak sly, a.k.a.
just a translator?
Victim.
It's just like another guy. Where's he from? Is he from Philly?
He lived in Baltimore, New York, Philly. But you saw the doc, so they split up. Mm. So I believe he was more Baltimore and his father moved to Philly because Frank went with the dad.
Right.
So you have to see the doc. It's good. Did you see during the pandemic, he re-edited Rocky IV?
He did?
It's a great documentary.
Hold on. With Drago?
Yeah, he's mad at him, but yes,
he is
re-edited.
First of all, Rocky IV is a masterpiece.
I agree.
It's like, the only
Rocky
one.
First of all the Rockies the are one. Masterpieces.
The first three. The first three are
Tommy
trash.
Gunn is, I don't know. It's okay.
It still worked.
That's Kansas City's own.
Rocky,
the Duke.
Rocky one, you don't even have to be.
Flawless. Phenomenal.
No matter who you are, if you have a pulse,
the
if
thing
you're a cinephile,
it,
whatever it is, it stands on its own.
One problem in Rocky
the
two.
Acting,
only one.
The
is
writing,
it the Robot Butler?
No, Rocky
is that three?
Two.
Which
that's
one's Robot
three,
Butler?
Three.
Okay, okay. What's the
second
what's the problem
one?
With two?
The second one, Rocky beats Apollo.
Right, but also whoever was doing the, you know, casting of the kids in the street, they allowed somebody, remember when he comes out of the house and the kids go around the Trans Am, Rocky, there's one little kid
what'd he do?
Wearing a Dallas Cowboys hat and a Dallas Cowboy jacket. It's my ex-boyfriend Mario, and I think it's sacrilegious and it shouldn't be in the film.
That's such a specific movie mistake that only someone from
Cowboys.
There would realize.
South
like,
Philly, you put Cowboys. You're like,
he would have been beaten to death.
Yeah, this child would have been dead and in a dumpster with this
in
hat.
In a second.
We will not put this movie out. The reality is too much to believe. Yeah. That a guy with serious mental disabilities would be
Opal
an
Street
absolute.
Would be wearing a cowboy's hat and a jacket.
There are Irish people in this neighborhood. Do you think they would allow that to happen? These people are animals.
That neighborhood was predominantly Italian.
So what? How did they re-edit for? How's it different?
So Rock, he was just saying.
Sly, tell me, what do you want to do with Rocky IV?
That's this movie is not enough running up a mountain.
Testing was great for running up a mountain. That would be great if we get more of that.
I added 38 minutes of running up mountains.
That's fantastic.
I fight a billy goat.
A billy goat? Well, PETA may be angry at that. I don't know if we can have that in the film.
It was so many. He was just saying that there was like, he didn't like the montage.
There's a documentary about the re-editing of, what's that on?
It's, we covered it on my other
really?
Podcast.
I'll find
what's
it.
Up, Doc?
Oh my
so
God.
So you definitely
this
have
is up
to
my
watch
alley.
It. It's so good.
I always refer to Rocky IV as an instance of like.
He's eating a lot of lollipops while
oh, really?
He's doing it. It's very uncomfortable.
He's doing the Brad Pitt
awesome.
Things, like eating all the time. And acting. But it's one of those things where it's not like revolutionary or inspired writing, but it's masterful execution.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the most masterfully it's so like textbook.
Yeah. One
but
of
it's masterful and it's how textbook it is with
one
the
of
montages.
The original Rocky?
Yeah.
Here's what I'll say about the original Rocky.
Say it's great. Ricky.
When they made that movie.
Mm-mm. He's going to say something.
Sly Stallone was like, "Hey, you know how everybody in this country is dumb as fuck? What if I made a movie that's just slightly smarter than dumb as fuck?" And America was like,
"Your punishment
this is a great movie.
Is you have to watch the Sly doc."
Yeah, it's pretty great.
It's really good.
I like the Arnold one, too. It's just kind of cool to...
I didn't watch the Arnold one yet, but I
that's
to.
A multi-parter. I was hoping the Sly one would be a multi-parter, but it was just like one.
Yeah. I could use a lot more Sly. I gotta be honest.
Oh my God.
You think Dolph Lundgren will have one on like Tubi? And
so,
it's like
so
20 episodes
the
long?
One thing he this is one
I'd
thing.
Like to see. I'd watch the Dolph.
Like that's the new heyday we're in. Just
man.
Documentaries
right?
on action heroes
first
from the 80s.
First of all,
where's the Van Damme one?
If he would have had, if Dolph Lundgren would have had the courage to go by Adolf, he could have
wait,
really,
wow.
he could have really
no,
changed
that.
I don't know.
Oh.
Is that
I assumed.
Oh, shit.
I assumed
if you can
Dolph
change, we can change.
If I can change, you can call him Adolf. We don't have to think about Adolf.
So, you know,
one of the things he wanted to change him for, he said he wouldn't have killed Apollo.
Because he liked that character?
Handicapped him.
Oh, why? Just to watch ringside in
just
a wheelchair?
To keep
like,
him,
get a rock!
Just to keep him in. Just to keep him.
Mm.
Like, it was little
why'd
things.
Why'd he kill him?
Little things.
Did he think it was more dramatic?
Four was where he lost control.
He had
like,
to,
where they took over. You know, it was he didn't have as much say in it.
The studios so and stuff.
Bugged him.
And,
yeah, it bugged him.
Why don't we have Apollo Creed die, Sly?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, like, it'd be nice if you could still stick in the moon. I don't know. It'd be nice to have Apollo.
Yeah, but I mean,
death is the final frontier, and I think it would motivate your character more if Apollo was no more.
I love the way you'd say it.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, wheelchair's still pretty bad.
He says it so clearly.
Wheelchair's not that bad. Like, you know, he's still alive, but like, obviously he wants to walk. But, you know, death, they're not coming back from death.
What if he boxes in it from the wheelchair?
Yeah. It was like a couple times he'd freeze it and be like, now if I went like this instead of this, it would have been a better shot. And I was like, what is happening?
Still
right
hung up
now?
On the boxing choreography that nobody would notice. He's a perfectionist.
He did talk about them having tans in Russia, so that was weird.
They wanted that?
No, like they weren't thinking.
Oh, well, when you're making a movie, you forget these things that are so obvious.
Like you're in Russia. Oh, there it is. The making of Rocky vs. Drago, keep punching.
Oh my God, how do I not?
Dude, I'm just happy. So
like,
good.
Doing this pod was worth it for this knowledge.
Thank you.
Look at him.
I love you guys, don't get me wrong. But
does
this
he have
is
a lollipop
just...
in his mouth in that picture? Because he did have a lot of lollipops.
Yeah.
And they
like
were
sucking on a vape.
Right here on Sunset Strip doing it. And I was so upset that I didn't find him riding around on my bicycle.
He was in Russia talking about it.
Yeah. Very exciting.
Yeah, this is where I was running.
All right.
I'm making a new documentary. It's just called The Mountain.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 45 hours.
I rode up Everest.
I run up.
There's people on the gear, but
I
like
think
Rocky.
Rick's just jealous because Rocky played polo and nobody knew that.
Oh, yeah. And then in the Sly documentary, he falls off and his dad was like not that great about, you know,
right.
when he fell off. Or no, they're playing polo with his dad. His
yes.
dad kind of did a little cheap
his
shot.
His dad, huge cheap shot.
Yeah, that's because my dad is jealous.
that's such like a rich problem, you know, like, you know, growing up, my dad took a cheap shot at me at doing polo.
Right. Well,
you know, like my dad
like,
is pretty rough. He took
said he
polo
played,
cheap
like,
shots.
Pickup polo. And I was like, wait, what? That's not a thing. What do you call it?
Yeah.
Sandlot polo or something like that. And I was like, that's not a
You go down to the park.
You guys, you have a horse?
Kid Rock's there playing polo. Then you gotta join up with that little boyfriend, Kid Rock, and the other rich kids and play polo.
Yeah, do they
Kid
have
Rock
horses
is
there
my
for
boyfriend.
You?
I love Kid Rock. Oh my God. Yeah, it just made me laugh. But yeah, but everybody teases me about Rocky because I always had a crush on him.
Yeah, I see.
Like,
that.
Just.
Yeah, he's
Eleanor
the guy.
Likes guys who are a little slow.
Okay, you're not wrong on
attainable.
That one. And
someone that she can break down mentally.
My brothers would like leave me messages and be like, in the morning, I splash it on and it makes me smell manly. And then they would just hang up because they're assholes.
Is that from the thing? Or is
Hello, Rocky 2, the commercials.
Oh, I don't
know. I'm not like dumb. I'm not like punchy.
Yeah.
You don't never?
No.
All right.
I know one in four a little better than
I know
the rest.
Every single word.
Three is especially terrible because Mr. T is so amazing. Like, you can watch it just for the Mr. T. And if you pretend that you're watching an episode of The A-Team.
Oh, my God. I love The A-Team.
It was the
A-Team
one
was
of the greatest shows of all time.
Yeah. Truly, truly.
But George Peppard.
Is he a cigar guy or who's?
Yeah.
Who's,
okay. Yeah.
It was me, Dirk Benedict, and a young George Peppard.
He always brought it
Now, Peppard was doing thunderbumps of cocaine. And a young Diane Cannon. I don't know if you remember
with
her.
Or without Cary Grant at that point.
I love the name dropping of people from yesteryear. And like sometimes like an older person will be talking about and they like stare. Like they want to see the moment of acknowledgement that never comes. But this was a name back in the day. So they'll say the name.
Yeah.
And they got nothing.
Are you familiar with Tawny Kitaen?
I have heard that one. That was like a video vixen, right?
Well,
yeah.
She was in a Whitesnake video, which is a reference to a penis.
Oh,
really?
I didn't know that.
I did not know that, Argus.
Long story short, Todd Bridges in 1987, myself, and do you remember the puppeteer from ALF?
I know ALF. I'm not aware of the puppeteer.
Well, this fella, he had a thing. And it wasn't with kids, but it was adults who looked like kids.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And
okay.
That's where Todd came in. He had the hookup. He could call Emmanuel Lewis, get him down there.
Love
Gary
Todd
Coleman,
Bridges,
obviously.
By the way. I mean,
he
used
funny.
To hang out here all the time.
So anyway, point is, Mitt said Biff Maynard is as talented as anybody, but he's got an attitude problem.
Wait, can I ask you a question? Did you get passed by Mitzi or
no,
Tommy?
No, Tommy.
Oh, okay.
Tommy.
I'm just curious because
Mitzi, yeah.
He's one of the ones. This would be Mitzi's
would have
favorite.
Loved him, really?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
sure.
I love hearing
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Because I think it's such an honor to be like passed by Mitzi. You know,
it's not.
Oh,
but,
no. And your fucking
know,
characters,
I feel,
she would have had
oh,
you
really?
Doing them on a loop.
Fahim
all
would die.
The day.
She's like Lance all day.
Yes.
You're no longer Fahim. You're Lance.
True.
You probably would have gotten. So there would have been nights where she would have put you twice on the lineup. It would
I
have been
did that
Fahim
one time. One time at the store, I had to do that.
That would have definitely been a Mitzi thing.
Because Egot was running the store, you know? And then earlier in the show, I go up as me, and then Whitney's running late, and there's no comics. So he just comes to me like an emergency. He goes, get Lance. He goes, get Lance.
He addressed it like
yeah, like I'm Batman or like I'm friends with, I'm friends.
Send out the
I'm
signal.
Peter Parker and I know Spider-Man, you know? He's like, you guys remember the show? He goes, get Lance. So I popped the trunk in my car.
Oh, yeah. God. Lance
put the
is in the trunk?
I put a I had a jacket.
Wow.
I took my,
Do you have the hair?
Oh, I didn't have the wife beater, so I took my shirt off, but I had like a bomber jacket over it. I had the hair.
Yeah.
And then I went up. This is maybe like four comics after I'd already gone up. And then I go up and I'm like, you guys look strangely familiar. This is weird.
That's
you ever have
they
like
even, did they even notice or no?
I bet some people did and some don't. It's weird because people who even
it
know me.
It is such a drastic kind of a
I suppose. Well, it's a personality change. To me, it's just like, it's still me. I'm just wearing a mullet. And I'm wearing a wife beater. But I guess just like the physicality and personality is different enough.
Listen,
where,
people think I'm Jody Miller. So they, I don't think they really
people
know.
People thought I was Davy Wester.
I can see that. I can see that.
I knew you were faking, man.
They thought you were like Kaiser Soze-ing it.
Yeah. Smart. Great way in.
So, and how did it go? How did
it was
the
great.
Set
it was,
go?
It was fun. I think I had to kill some time till Whitney got there. So I think it did like 8 minutes instead of the 15.
Right.
And then I got
so
the light.
So it's even
Whitney,
more, like you could even get into them more, kind of, right?
Well, it was enough time for it to be fun. And still, it wasn't like I just did it for 2 minutes. I'm like, all right, Whitney, you know? So it was
right,
kind of like, it was like two sets.
They needed
right,
they needed Lance and Lance came through.
Lance
that's
came
really
through.
What the story is.
I just
is.
Love Adam. Dude, the place is on fire.
This guy's falling all the time. It's like,
can you
get
call
Lance.
Lance?
Get Lance, man.
Is Lance around?
Do you know if Lance is even in town right now?
I go, yeah. I'll text him. We'll see.
Yeah.
That's so Adam.
Yeah, I can definitely picture Mitzi doing it. It
oh,
would be
totally.
Like, and she, that sounds about right. She would have done like five in between.
Okay,
give him
what's
an
the
hour.
Other character? You got another character?
Like, I have Lance in the main room. I go, what about me, Mitzi? You're not ready.
Lance is
ready for prime time. You need to marinate in the OR.
Well, you know
Saturday
what?
Night Live, your second city.
Even
it's fun live. No one wants to watch it.
We'll put Fahim in the belly room, okay?
Yeah.
He's not ready yet.
There's a system. I kind of like it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Lance Fox. Change rooms for people who fuck.
I believe Lance Fox. I don't believe.
Do you think Lance does coke?
Oh, probably, yeah.
Probably.
All
yes.
the coke.
That would make her happy. No, I'm kidding. Just that he's a.
It was me.
Lance.
A young John Larroquette. Lance can't stop us.
I love inserting Lance into old Hollywood, like he's a vampire
dude,
or something.
That's great.
It was
yes,
me.
Yes, he needs
Lance. Lance can't stop us on a bender. Lance has Marky Post in a bowling ball. Two in the coup, one in the poo. And Richard Mulligan, I don't know if you're familiar with a new show they like, just released called Empty Nest.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Isuzu.
Argus, what are you
like
talking
a,
about,
like
man?
A,
like
an, Argus like, will bring up
it's
randos.
Like a website. It's like a random name drop generator website you can go to.
Like you literally.
The Micro Machine Man, myself.
You have to like Google the whole time he's talking. Yeah. Like, what is he saying?
And you get impressed after the fact. You go, oh.
Joe Isuzu. I remember him
Joe
from the commercials.
Isuzu.
Yeah. Didn't he do car commercials?
He could sell his Zuzus better than anybody. That's how he got the damn name, Eleanor.
I forgot. Yeah, Argus.
Tim Thomerson's going to be here.
The best for your money, if you were going to, if it was going to bet on anybody making it, it would be Tim Thomerson. He always says that.
I watched a movie before I came to the Comedy Store. I was in college and I was put in charge. I lived in the dorm and they did movie night. It was like Thursday nights or something. So a different person had to rent the movies.
Right.
And people would try and basically get whatever bullshit was popular at Blockbuster at the time.
Right.
But I didn't like the people on my floor. So I picked The Wrong Guys, which was a Louis Anderson.
Oh.
It was Louis Anderson, Richard Lewis, Richard Belzer,
Richards.
Tim Thomerson.
Oh, wow. What a cast.
And their former Boy Scouts who were out camping again, little reunion. Louis still a Boy Scout camp leader.
Naturally.
And I believe John Goodman is the bad guy. And hijinks ensues. He's an escaped prisoner. It's very similar to Raising Arizona.
Oh, wow.
In that kind of sense. But it's the only thing I've ever seen Tim Thomerson in.
How was he?
But he's great. He plays like the idiot white guy.
Wait, he's been in a few things, hasn't he?
That's the only thing I'd ever seen him in. So when I got here, I saw him and I'm like, hey, that's the guy from The Wrong Guys. The Wrong Guy. I can't remember what it
was. Right.
And then I'm like, oh, he must be pretty big. And then I asked someone, they're like, no, kind of sad.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, really? And they're like, yeah, I expected a lot from him.
I wanted to have him on. He was here for the 50th.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And what else has he done?
There it is.
Oh, there it is. The Wrong Guys.
Look at that.
Look at Louis. I love him.
Anna, hi.
Oh, Franklin Ajayi, of course. That's a great cast. This is great
right here. 5.1. How dare you, IMDb?
I wonder if they wrote it here and was like, we're going to just do all Comedy Store people.
Tapped on.
Maybe.
Because it's all, like, all of them, Franklin.
They came to one show and they're like, these guys.
Say it couldn't be done.
I guess I'll never see the old guys again.
But they never met the wrong guys.
We are Dial Patrol, brave and true. From now until death, we'll boo, boo, boo.
This is the story of the ultimate reunion.
Wow.
We're going to talk over this a little bit so we don't get struck.
Oh,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah. We're just captivated.
Yeah,
can you throw on the whole
literally,
movie?
I'm like, I got it. So, oh, yeah.
I was intrigued.
What's his name? Yeah.
This trailer's working.
There's a lot of good actors in this, big actors, or become big actors.
Listen, this was produced in an era called Greenlight It. Who cares if it should be made?
Just greenlight it.
Yeah.
Everything's greenlit.
Whoa.
I had such a crush on him.
Wow.
I still have a crush on him.
Are you watching Righteous Gemstones?
It's
phenomenal.
The characters are unbelievable.
Yeah.
Now, here's my problem. I haven't done, season three?
Yeah.
Two or three? End of two, three.
Okay.
So I'm
behind. All caught up. It's
great. I got to get up.
And I normally don't like comedies.
Wet Tim Thomerson, guys. You just missed a wet Tim Thomerson.
Wait, can you Google Tim Thomerson to see what else he's been in?
There he is.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But I know he's been in some other stuff.
Yeah, I'll find his IMDb.
I just,
you know,
in my head, I'm like.
You know what's interesting is like seeing comedy legends do their kind of like foray into TV and film before they're like, fuck this, or maybe it's not for me.
Yeah, before Richard Lewis was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Or like, before he got annoyed with show business.
There's a movie, I think, where Jay Leno's in a movie. There's one where Jimmy Fallon was doing a movie. You know what I mean?
Sure.
They have these periods where.
Jay Leno was like, was it Detroit?
Doctor's
like, shooting a gun, right?
No.
He's shooting a gun in it. There's
he's like
a scene.
Cop in Detroit.
He gets hit by a car or something. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's terrible. It's really bad. I do remember watching.
But
do you think people will Google us later
Letterman's
and be like,
maybe.
What did they do?
Too, where he has like shitty parts.
I like that.
Here's his IMDb.
Oh, boy. Who's that guy?
Eleanor, don't get all swarthy on us.
Well, I want to know who that is.
That's, oh, yeah.
Uncommon Valor. Whoa.
Air America? Cool.
Catfish Blues. Oh, you weren't down with Catfish Blues?
Recent, 2017. So he's done a ton of stuff, huh?
Yeah, I still need to get him on. Shameless, hilarious. One episode, 2011. That's pretty big.
Late show.
Oh, he was in Samurai Priest Vampire Hunter.
21 and a Wake Up. That's 2009. But wow, that's
pretty impressive. Werewolves. I would kill for this IMDb.
People would kill to have even an IMDb page.
Evil Bong.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's still going. Oh shit.
He worked.
Sasquatch Mountain.
But he was such the it guy. Like back that mm-hmm. you're like, oh, how did he fall? What was his fall from grace?
Well, that's
and
the
I'm
beauty.
Assuming it's alcohol or something. Maybe.
But that's the beauty of stand up is that like you don't have to be the it guy beholden to because like once that faucet now. Is turned off, yeah, now.
Yeah, because back then it was you had to have all of it.
Yeah, because you can't work unless they say yes. Whereas we can do shows across the country. We're never not working. We'll always be able to work, you know? Mm. And I take solace in
that. Speak for yourself.
No, you do shows. You do shows too, you know?
I get booked twice a year.
I work my ass off.
Yeah, but those bookings, I mean.
Let me say this. If you had a Christmas party in Edmonton this year, things were a lot hotter than we thought.
Corporate, baby.
HR might be getting some phone calls about the Christmas party. And it ain't because anybody was fucking, I can tell you that much.
Yeah. I told them how much fun they were going to be up there. And they are fun, right?
Where'd you play?
House of Comedy.
Oh, yeah. I heard it's good, Edmonton. The Edmonton one. Oh.
It's fun. I mean, the crowd is fun, but I don't think that they were prepared.
For what they
like,
got.
One of the nights was just one company Christmas party. It was for like a junior college or a career college or something. And these people were the biggest frauds I've ever met in my life. The teachers, I'd be like, "What? So you're a teacher? You're a professor also?" And they'd be like, "Yeah." I'm like, "What? What are you a professor of?" And they'd be like, numbers and
they're making it up on the fly.
Numbers.
They didn't graduate yet, so they're like,
I need time
numbers?
To lie. Don't put me on the spot.
Computer technologies. I'm like, computer. What year is it?
The students were even like, what the fuck?
How old are these students? Were they like 40? And they're like, yeah. Like, oh, this is like an adult thing. What's the name of this shitty college? And they're like, was it Norquest? Norquest College. Oh,
you're just pointing out a Ponzi scheme.
Norquest? That's what I kept saying. I go, is this a pyramid scheme? Northwest?
Funny.
Norquest? Like, yeah, with the QW. Like,
what even is that?
QW. That's not even real.
Dude, they were so shitty.
Oh my God.
But they were great because it's Edmonton.
Yeah,
they're
going to laugh.
They're like the Texas of Canada. That's what they pride themselves on.
They're like oil. It's like an oil town too, right?
It felt like Wichita. Like, in terms of the vibe, where you're like, there's some people who have money, but why would you want to have money there?
Yeah. To go to that mall.
And then the mall is the only thing there.
Unbelievable.
I was there the first week of December. So it was like 20 below freezing.
Jeez.
So everyone's in there. There's nothing else to do.
And they got, a wave pool.
Is it like Mall of America, kind of?
It's bigger. It's the only only mall bigger than Mall of America.
Do they have roller coasters in there and shit?
Yeah, owned by the
water
same
parks,
guy.
The whole thing.
I've done the one there, House of Comedy, in the Mall of America.
Yeah.
It's funny.
In Minnesota.
Be like, to be walking past roller coasters on the way to your gig.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'd walk by.
They'll have hockey games in Edmonton. They have a whole
there's a
ice
full
rink.
Hockey arena in the middle of the mall that has its own league.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you're in Edmonton.
I'll watch
you're eating
kids.
A pretzel.
It's great.
Mall hockey
outside of a Zara just watching a hockey game.
Unbelievable.
It is. It's literally right
people
next
walking.
To it. You can
yelling. People
drive
were yelling.
By a hockey game.
It's pretty wild.
You just have shopping bags. Like you're playing hockey, and you just see like people with shopping bags looking at it, and then going to their car.
Yeah, like
like
God.
This. It's not even interesting enough for them to stop and watch professional hockey.
There's a weed store.
Mm.
There's a bunch of them in the mall.
There's a gun range.
You can't
in the mall. Wow.
Can't buy it. Like you walk in from the mall, and there's just a clothing store that just sells clothes with weed on it.
Is that part? What do you mean?
I thought this was like a dispensary. And the lady's like, you got to go through the store. You can't just sell it in the front. So
But did you go to the back? Because it's gigantic.
So then you just walk through the weed store or through the weed clothing store.
Right.
What does that mean? Like it's hemp clothes or something?
Yeah. And it's just like
hemp oils, hemp, all this stuff.
It basically just sold shirts that have the name of the
I couldn't believe how big it
dispensary
was.
Is that like a soft reveal of weed? Like they don't don't want like a hard, you open the door and there's weed. They're right. Like, let them walk through some clothes
well,
first.
Well, if someone walks in with kids, they can be in that section, but they can't go back to,
right.
You basically walk through to where like it feels like where the fitting room should be.
Right.
But then it's just a hallway down and then there's like a big bright dispensary.
Is there someone who actually buys the weed clothes? I'm like, oh, I've never gone back there. I just love weed clothes.
I walked in thinking I was going because they said it was popular and there was just no one in there. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, am I supposed to just find the weed and leave? Is that
where the weed at?
I don't know.
Where the weed at?
Hey, where the weed at in here, Canada?
So it's legal out there then?
The whole country is legal.
Yeah.
And so then this lady came out and was like, oh, hey, look around. We got a bunch of different CBD stuff. And I go, do you guys not sell weed? Google said they guess sold weed. And she was like, oh, yeah, you got to go over here. So then she walked me through it. I'm like, what is this? And then she explained, like, oh, in order to operate in the mall, we can't be.
Oh, I guess because it's in a mall.
From the mall. So you could come in from the outside. We have an entrance from the outside. Or if you come through the mall, you have to go through a normal retailer.
I could understand that. There's probably too many questions from kids. Sure. If it's like, Mom, what's that leaf?
Mom, what's that leaf? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it smells weird when we walk by.
They also have a giant marijuana leaf neon sign in the front window.
Right.
So that's how I knew where to go.
I see. But it wasn't a discreet green plus.
No, it was not. It was not, you know, the medical.
The green. That'd be funny in a video game. You know how you can pick up health packs? They're just like a green plus.
And the
video game side scroller just starts smoking weed. And
it tells you have to nap.
Yeah, and then he gives up on finding the girl and just has the munchies. He just eats more burgers.
Weed?
No.
Good boy.
I'm not good on it. It's not fun.
Did you ever try it?
I've tried it
two or three times.
You've never done it?
Wow. Oh, you do?
Do I? Which one?
Which one of my great
things? I think it's, no, I don't. I just get paranoid, you know? I'm just like, and I have to hide it because I don't want to ruin everyone else's good time. You know what I mean? Where I'm like losing my mind, but I just have to be like,
act normal.
I'm like, oh, this is great. Like, oh, this is that sticky icky.
Sticky icky.
Because I have a lot of shit.
He's repeating rap lyrics.
Like, I'm having like an existential crisis, but I don't want to.
Inside you're like, don't let them know.
Exactly. Yeah. I go, this is my own journey, and I don't want to be the wet blanket for everybody else.
Yeah, that's the chronic,
y'all. So I'm like, yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Is this indigo or is this sativa?
I usually smoke the other stuff.
Yeah. I'll be in the corner if you guys need me. He's like, I'm just like losing my mind. So it's not for me. My mind races too much.
I can't imagine what I would be like. I can't.
So that's pretty crazy to have never
even
because I try out of curiosity.
I don't like the smell. Like I probably do coke before I do that.
I've never done coke.
No.
It's on my to-do. No, I'm just kidding. It's my New Year's resolution. I'm going to try to do all the coke in 2024.
Listen, I got about a year or two left before I hit the old folks home, and that's when I start. I'm
going
to move to Florida. I'm going to live in the villas, and I'm going to be doing coke and driving golf carts.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a mess.
It's not a bad plan.
I cannot wait.
That's the Little Miss Sunshine plan. I'm old. I do heroin. What's the problem?
Have you seen that? That's another documentary. Yeah. The villas in, it's called Young at Heart or something like that.
Oh, I've heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
I believe it's on Amazon. I don't remember. I don't want to misquote it because it was a while ago, but it's about the villas in Florida. They have their own community. They go down there. There was one guy living in his van, and he couldn't afford to move into the community yet. I literally thought it was Dennis Woodrow from here because he got
the Hollywood actor guy.
Do you know who that is? The guy who used to drive with his picture on his car,
baby dolls and shit.
Oh, he had like a big head of himself trying to get cast. He would drive around Hollywood.
Did it work?
No, but this guy went.
He might have gotten audition on the Ding Dong Show here at the Comedy Store.
Definitely got that. And I believe he didn't get that either.
He probably didn't make the cut.
That's pretty bad if he can't get
that. He wasn't leadable.
Yeah.
No, and so this guy went from here to went from California to Florida, and in Florida he was living in his van outside, and then he got a ticket because he was trying to live outside the villas but still go to the parties because he was trying to meet a lady who would take care of him. 82 years old. Still living in his fucking van,
mm-hmm.
still trying to get puss, meet a sugar mama.
When you say get puss.
So good. Because I'm a student of, Gallant and Pudge.
82 years old, still eating puss. Not
getting
bad.
Some puss. Not bad. Me and Jess are
Florida
moving down
puss.
There.
Out of control. Zika puss.
Zika puss.
Zika. That's not even a reference that makes sense anymore. Get those small-headed baby puss. Dude, this is an evergreen. That's
weird. Sorry. That's
very specific.
Zika puss.
You guys remember Zika, right?
But so anyway, he got a ticket. Then they ran his plates, found out he had DUIs in California. So they took his van.
No.
So now he's just on the street and he had to get back with his old girlfriend who lives in the villas. But he couldn't get a new girl who would pay his bills.
So smart.
He's so settling.
He's literally settling. Crying laughing. It was so good.
Came crawling
These
back.
Old people that are fucked up.
Yeah.
One guy got arrested for coke and the judge was like, "You had narcotics on you?" He goes, "It was $5 worth of coke." 84 years old.
Honestly, you should let that guy go.
$5 You have to watch it. It's so good.
Have you seen the new clip today of the guy who's getting like sentenced or he's getting denied parole and he like jumps over?
Oh yeah, what is that?
The
leap. Yeah, he jumps so high.
The one that Jeff sent us.
He attacks this judge.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's pretty great.
Jeff said it was the high jump of jail.
For sure.
Yeah.
The judge. This guy got the record. Try to slide out of the way and just like.
Did she slide or did he clip?
He might have clipped.
She looked like.
She started moving. She started moving before, but it felt like in her mind he was going to hit an invisible barrier.
Yeah.
So she was just. It was kind of like Chris Rock at the Oscars where it was like a slight. Because the judge.
Like, is this really happening?
If there's a man running directly at me, even if there's a desk.
It was no run.
You have no frame of reference for this. You have no moves. You don't think this is going to happen.
Yeah.
It's like
this
a 4-minute mile.
Jump.
Yeah,
oh,
I guess
this was
true.
Do you think from now on there'll be like plexiglass?
There's got to be.
Because obviously a human has done this. So now what's the safeguard?
I mean, a high jumper.
Do we keep it the same or do we make the desk
like
a little higher?
I think we need to start raising judges up like 10 feet above the floor.
What if there's just spikes?
Like,
there's just spikes on the edge of the desk.
So they can impale themselves.
This is good.
So you can jump, but it's risky.
Yeah. I'm in on that.
Maybe barbed wire.
There's some razor wire.
This is the shoe bomber. We're going to have to.
Yeah, exactly.
Now we have to change.
We never thought about a shoe bomb or an underwear bomb.
No, now we have to take our shoes off.
These Steve Jobs of terror.
Oh, here it is. Let's see. Watch. Poor Mary. Oh, Mary.
See? She's like, what's happening?
barely gets out of a roller chair. Barely.
What?
I'm flying. The moment this person starts running at me.
Yeah, where do you think she
notices? By the way, I don't see any.
Right, I'm in it.
What is this? Like, he's going in a pool to
do
butterfly.
He just
got
good form.
He was going to snap her neck.
Oh, that's the other one. The Curious Case of Natalie Grace. Whoa. I watched that, too. Sad.
It knows.
All these documentaries make me crazy.
Was that Nancy Grace?
Natalie Grace. Uh-oh. Nancy Grace talking about Natalie Grace.
Oh, that lady is the worst.
I believe her name was Natalie.
Oh, yeah, she had a moment. Is she still doing stuff? Nancy Grace?
I guess. She's
Who used to have
that?
The jokes about Nancy Grace saying everything was covered in semen?
I don't know, but I like
that.
It
was Jeff Richards. I can't remember. We're coming back in a couple minutes. You're not going to believe it. A fraudulent football ticket sold at the Super Bowl, covered in semen. We'll be right back. I think it was someone. I can't remember who it was.
That sounds like Richards.
It was always some... The most random crime. And then they would always say, covered in semen. Right back on Nancy Grace.
Oh, my God.
The bus driver with too many DUIs completely covered the bus in semen. We'll be right back.
Just burying it before going to commercial.
What do you think that guy was being sentenced to or up for? What was his crime? Was there a lot of semen?
That's a good point.
Whatever it was.
It was a jump over a desk worthy.
Holy shit. Yeah,
do you think he'll get more time for that?
Do you think
that'll affect him negatively?
They can make a movie about the Olympics, the prison Olympics that they're going to start entering into.
Forget the rodeo. So many high fives in jail.
Yeah.
Man, you got that bitch.
Yeah. He's a legend.
White power dudes are going to be like, man, that
he'll
was
never have to.
Even I was impressed, man.
The guy's like talking shit on the second floor, and
they're
like, hey,
like
man, you can get up here. Don't do it. He can jump high.
Don't make me jump up there.
I will jump up there, motherfucker. All
they
right,
call him Grasshopper. His nickname is Grasshopper in jail.
It tells everyone. No, I got more views than you do.
Yeah. He goes, I went viral. What if he gets a spot on like the U.S. Olympic team when he gets out?
Oh, yeah.
It would be a beautiful
story. We were inspired by your story. No one ever thought to jump like that.
Well, and it is, it's 2024.
How far were you back?
Yeah.
You know, we
could
really.
How far back did he start running?
That's a good point. Yeah. We need a different angle to see his form.
Yeah. I want to see.
Because she has, there's a solid 2.5 seconds of what the fuck is she doing on her face before she's like. It's like, is he running at me?
It was like a micro jump scare,
that's
right?
That's the opposite what direction that they usually take them out by handcuff. But yeah.
Yeah, this doesn't seem right. Something seems off.
I don't want to feel racist. I don't think I'm racist, so I'm not going to move out of the way because I'm sure he's coming up here to say he understands.
Do you think...
she don't want to get canceled.
They should get like a different bailiff. Like he's feeling bad. Like, oh, fuck.
For sure. And he bear hugs the dude pretty quick, but also...
It's after the fact.
You need to be there with the flying clothesline.
That's blown
WWE
coverage.
Style. That is, man.
That's blown coverage.
Yeah, that's... You're leaving just dropping and letting go.
Oh my God, that's so
you got to meet him at least.
He's benched.
Stone Cold style. Goldberg spear as he comes over. You got to be prepared.
What if he met him at the top?
That's what
just
I'm
like
saying.
He died.
He goes up. Bailiff hits him right in the gut with the shoulder. Takes him back. The momentum.
Dude.
Puts him down.
I don't know how long he's in for, but when he gets out, he's got a lot of options.
Yeah.
Would you suck his dick? Do you think that's what helped him with the jump? Do you use it as a pole vault?
It's possible.
How big is this?
I mean, it didn't drag on the podium, and he
and
went
it really
pretty high.
Pushed him up.
Yeah.
No, that's a tough question, Rick.
Yeah, we'll get more information. We'll come back.
Covered in semen.
Like a where are they now?
Jumps over the podium, gets a hold of the judge. Horrible scene. Everything covered in semen. We'll be back.
Oh my God.
Just get Nancy Grace to Mystery Science Theater 3000, all
these court videos.
True crime.
What are the other characters you do on? Is it just Lance? Is there one? Weren't you doing another one for a while? Or am I crazy? Do I just see you in different characters?
No. I think it's just, me and Lance, I would do.
Lance is a staple.
Yeah.
One time I did it
full costume one time. It was like this character called Dirty Seinfeld. And then I did it at open mic like years ago. Whoever was running the open mic that night was like, guys, this is what's great about the Comedy Store. We have legends. We have Poppins come in. Like, this is unprecedented. You're going to love him. He needs no introduction. Please welcome Dirty Seinfeld. And then we had the music like and then I had the blazer and stuff, and I'd come out and be like, thank you. Who's eating pussy tonight? Oh. I'm like, this guy knows what I'm talking about. And this is like my whole set was just like filthy.
This is amazing.
So funny.
Filthy shit.
Dice does that for real?
What?
He doesn't dress as him, but he does Seinfeld.
Does he?
When I was an open micer, I used to do Seinfeld on BET. It was just me. It was just me yelling. I would recite old Dirty Bastard lines as Seinfeld.
That's great.
I'm not okay with the ones who are not fucking me. I like the hoes who are fucking me. I don't like the hoes who are not fucking me. That's how I would close when I was an open micer in Kansas City. That was my big closer. And there was times of, like the whole audience would clap, and I was like, "Man, I'm gonna be so big. I'll be on SNL in no time if I keep this pace."
Yeah. Did the crowd go crazy when you
did it?
They loved
it.
Of course.
Yeah. But it's one of those things where it's like great for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Right,
anything like we get it. After that, it's like I can't take more
it's
of
too
it.
Too much, man.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
the same premise every time.
Dice would always catch like a woman who like came with like obviously her husband or boyfriend like was like, "Come on, you gotta come to the show with me."
Yeah.
And then the girl's always sitting all nervous, and she's like, "What'd you expect, honey? Seinfeld?"
I saw him do it. We were at the Stress Factory in Jersey, and this lesbian stood up. And she was so out of place, and it like record stop. And she goes, "You are awful." And it's like 15, 20 minutes into a set. And Dice goes, "What the fuck did you say?" And she goes, "You're awful. This comedy is awful." And then he goes, "Who the fuck did you think you were seeing? Steinfeld?"
He thought I was going to come up and asshole people. Who are all these asshole people?
Who are these pussies? That's what he does.
He's got an asshole face because his face looks like an asshole. He's like, what?
He just kept walking.
He just kept walking out, head to toe in denim.
And, head to toe in denim.
And the crowd was just eating it up.
Oh, the way people hate him.
Lesbos don't get me.
Who would you say his biggest fans are, like demographic wise? Like who comes?
I mean,
I know it's a lot. It's like everybody Italian in the world.
Man. Italian, but no, it's, I mean, 50.
Blue collar dudes.
Yeah. It's such a weird mix. Mm. It is. And now with the Instagram, it's even added different, like younger.
Well, because you can't like, hear that from. It's so like sure. antithetical to what's happening mm-hmm. with the younger generation. And I think it's kind of refreshing for. Yeah, 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 yeah.
They, I love it. Like you'll see like, and you'll see like young stockbrokers, older, like it depends on where we are.
Yeah.
Cause you know, even in Ohio, I was like, whoa, where'd these people come from? Like you don't expect yeah. them. I remember one time we did like Vancouver, Red Rock Casino or something like that, I think the name of it is. And you know, all the whole place, the whole time I'm like thinking everybody's gonna look like every hockey player I've ever uh-huh. seen. And then all these Italians come out of nowhere and I was like, whoa, what is this? A witness protection? What are you guys doing up here?
Vancouver's amazing.
Loved
it. Oh,
yeah, I they have Vancouver. Every so walk great. Of life.
I'd love to live
every
there
walk
if
of
it wasn't
life.
Vancouver. It's Canada.
If
but,
it wasn't
you know,
Canada.
Yeah.
No, absolutely gorgeous. And when we
it's
played.
It's amazing. And they have so many, like it's wild, the communities.
Beautiful.
So many of them. And they're like, everyone's nice.
Yeah.
And
I will like, say what, they what rival like, us in homeless, though.
They,
oh, really?
They
oh.
do. Mm. And it's all, but it's all in one part of town. Like, it's literally like they bulldoze all
insane.
The homeless people uh-huh. into that
But even
section.
The homeless people are nice. And they're like, we get it.
Well,
we're
they're
just
all
not.
Everybody up
very
there is
polite.
Nice.
Uh-huh. We don't need your money. The government does pretty well for us. Like, we're fine.
They're like England and
we have yeah cool. we have shoot up stations where yeah. we're fine. Thank
they
you.
They all hate each other, but they're also very polite about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So
they all yeah. hate each other, but
yeah,
they're very
they
polite.
Do.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
In,
I get
like,
that.
When you're doing a big crowd, like, and you're asking people, oh, well, you know, what are you? And it's there's so many answers, and yeah. like it, no matter what you
that's
say,
what I mean. It's
they're
like
so
a melting
excited
pot.
To make fun of them.
Oh, mm-hmm. like they've been waiting. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like,
oh,
we're
shit.
Not allowed to do this.
Yeah, and so it's
but
like
Americans here. We get to.
There's so many Asian.
An
people.
American will do it.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
He's a monster.
It's like the American.
So okay.
Yeah, the American
well, yeah,
is the asshole.
I was picking on Indians.
Friend.
Yeah, I love it.
He's gonna
it.
Say what we've been thinking.
This guy's great. He says what we're thinking.
And then every once in a while, you got to go back to the bread and butter, which is look how ugly these fucking whites are
oh
up here.
Oh, my God. But yeah.
Because it is like in Vancouver and Toronto, both.
It's multicultural.
The most beautiful
places.
Multicultural women I've ever seen. The
yeah.
white people, hideous. Like they found the ugliest whites and they were like, all right, let's bring in some beautiful
jerk.
People from elsewhere
yeah.
and see if we can't fix this two or three generations from now. Because you literally walk around, you're like, oh my God, that's the hottest Indian chick I've ever seen.
Yeah,
it's the
yeah,
hottest
yeah, yeah.
Asian chick. It's the hottest. It's one after another. And then you're like, ugh,
what is
that's
that?
That's a yeah. white woman up here? Look like Rick Moranis with one shaved leg. Hot, you know? Doable.
All right, we need, they'll need Fahim upstairs in 10 minutes.
All right,
so how long Wait, have we been going on?
Real.
An hour.
All right, so we can wrap this
we
up. Fahim, where can we find you?
Where can you find me? I'm on all the socials, at Fahim Anwar. That's Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. I couldn't get it, so it's Fahim Anwar Comedy on TikTok for you young folks out there.
Yeah.
Who has Fahim Anwar?
Some motherfucker, I don't know.
What an asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
Give it back.
You're not doing it. I actually haven't.
Do you know who he is?
You know who I am? We should have a Fahim Anwar off, and whoever's bigger should get it.
whoever can dance better.
Yeah, it's a dance off. Then YouTube is /Fahim Anwar. I put my special up on there. I'm always putting stuff
yes.
on the YouTube. So
Hat trick
filmed here at the world famous comedy store. Right
All
above
rooms.
Us.
This is the only
room. Original room.
That
the
he
only
didn't
room
film
he
in.
Refused to do
I
a
said,
set.
I'm not going to do a set in the podcast studio. There's no crowd. It's weird.
We're
yeah.
going to put
Rick
a crowd
insisted.
In here.
Rick insisted. He's like, we have three cameras.
Trust me, dude.
We have podcast
You're
mics.
You're going to want the footage.
We just got a West Elm table. You're going to love it.
We got.
This is
very specific.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I tried to get Sly to come down, but the best we could do
Frank Stallone. Come on in, Frank.
Come on, Frankie.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you, guys. You like, subscribe, all that
shit.
See
me. I'm on MySpace. And, man. Yeah, see me. I'll be at Tom's.
He's all of it.
Eleanor, you got
I'm
any dates?
I'm all over there. Check out my website, eleanorjkerrigan.com. And I have plenty of dates coming up, so check it out.
I'm doing a bunch of dates somewhere else if any of you guys want to book me for them. So let me know. All right, great. Thanks, guys.
Later.
It's always important to Forrest Gump at the end of any interview.
Like a car dealership?